Well, aloha. This is Wayne Cadero with Word for the Week. Today we're going to, and throughout the week, we're going to be in 2 Samuel in the Old Testament, chapters around 4 through 10. This is a phenomenal area of scripture in the life of David, and it comes into chapter 7, which is going to be a climactic point of the Davidic reign. Now, God promises that this reign was going to be a royal reign, but in chapter 7, God talks about the Davidic covenant, which actually is a promise of ultimate victory over sin through the offspring of Eve, and it would come through the lineage of David. It infers the Messiah actually coming through David. Oh my, what a promise that is. And so David talks about that, records it. And a great scripture, by the way, to read about that is Psalm 89. Psalm 89, which talks about the Lord's covenant with David and his dynasty. It would be everlasting. It would be unconditional. And he tells about the overcoming of the evil one. So chapter 7 is going to be a big chapter in the book of 2 Samuel. Now, later on in 2 Samuel, we're going to find out the darker side of David, the weaknesses and failures that will take place in his life. But that's for the next Word of the Week coming up next week. Then in the New Testament, we're in the book of Matthew, where Jesus finishes his ministry in Galilee. And it's around the fourth of five discourses. Remember, as I said last week, the Gospel of Matthew is written around five major discourses. And this is the fourth of it. It's about life in the kingdom. And then you'll go down to Judea and you'll hear classics like on children and on divorce and the story of the rich young ruler and laborers in the vineyard. A prediction of Jesus' death, a mother's request, and then the restoration of sight to a blind man in Jericho. And then when you hit chapter 21, right around there, the Passion Week begins. That's what the Passion of Christ movie was all about, that last week of Jesus. It'll start with the triumphal entry as he comes in riding on a donkey to fulfill scripture, and then he comes to clean out the temple. And we'll talk about the rest of the Passion Week as we gather again next week for Word of the Week and find out how the life of Jesus fulfills the Old Testament scriptures to the most specific points. It is absolutely amazing how his life fulfills every single detail of prophetic scripture. God bless you as you read God's word and are once again convinced of the power and majesty of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have a great week.